seems to me, in many ways, for an athlete, stealth rating is actually like a personal development program in disguise. You know, we're not out there beating them upside the head, telling them to become a better, you know, a better person, but it's just their desire that is going to guide that. It's called, you know, so these are natural consequences. We don't have to make anything up. It's just creating a platform for them to learn and grow from.
It's going to give them it's going to give them a platform that they can plug into that really gives them a reality check of how the system really works if they're really serious about it. And if they're not serious about it, it doesn't matter. But it's going to cut to the chase, and it's going to make it much easier for the high school coach to know who's really interested in the process. I mean, it takes that big sack of potatoes off their back. For the college coach, it's an incredible tool for them because they can look at one rating, and when they understand the aspects of that algorithm, how that comes out, it's going to be the go-to place because it's going to answer in a rating when they understand how that rating is weighed, precisely answers all the questions that they're getting ready to ask and more in a package. And really, it's going to be a huge part of the student-athlete's resume. That student-athlete's going to find out real quick, and let me tell you, they get slapped with reality right now when they see that they're rating out at a 2.8 and their buddy, the lineman, is a 2.8 and one is a 3.8, and he says, well, I play just as good. Well, guess what? It isn't about playing just as good. It's your buddy over there has got a 3.8 average, and he's testing out higher, and you're over there goofing around in classroom, and this thing is weighted on the important stuff that those college coaches are looking for is the character, then the grades, then the performance. It's a very empowering tool for them.